received an email after Business Hours on New Year's Eve actually advising us that we'd lost that contract. So that was quite a shock to be informed that way. And I guess we've spent the last week or so trying to find out why we were unsuccessful.
What do you see will be the main issues that come from this for the town camp communities?
But we've built up a really good relationship with the people from the town camps. And I guess our organisation was established after the intervention by the Tungundjeri Council. And so we have a really close relationship with the Tungundjeri Council and, as a result, are able to work really effectively with the people on the town camps.
How has the work that you've been doing been successful in meeting community needs and addressing issues around homelessness and sustaining tenancy?
I guess one of the really key things has been our relationship with people and the fact that we've got an Aboriginal team who are really good at working with the people on the town camps. We've got really good networks. We've got, and I was thinking the other day, you know, the thing is if somebody goes missing or someone stopped paying their rent or something like that, the people on our team just know why that's occurred. They know if somebody's gone away for sorry or whether somebody's in hospital. And it's all those relationships that actually help us increase that understanding of where people are at and why perhaps things are going wrong with their tenancies.
And that means that, you know, I mean, from when I talked to you off the phone, you were sort of saying that the success rate of keeping people in housing has actually really changed with the work that you've been doing.
That's correct. And I think what we were hoping was that with the new contract, we'd put in a new service model proposal that would actually increase those opportunities for people to remain in their houses and be sustainable. We were proposing an even more intense community engagement model so that we could work really hard to keep people in their homes.
So do you know who the contract's been given to now?
It's been given to a business services company. The reason that they did win the tender, we've been told, was because their price was much lower than ours.
Right. So, I mean, when you talk about the whole issue of saving money, it obviously saves money if you can keep people housed and in long tenancies. So do you think that will have a sort of a bit of an effect if they're thinking about saving money now, that in the long run, if the service isn't what the community needs or as good as what the community's used to, then do you think that will make some changes?
Look, I've always been of the belief that procurement processes for social services should have some sort of social value determinant in them and not be based entirely on price. One of the things that I know is that if you invest in a community, if you have good community engagement and if you have good relationships with the community that you're working with, you can actually resolve a lot of issues at the point before they reach crisis point. And so what I've found in the past is that by investing up front, you can actually save a lot of money at the back end. Not only can you save money, but you can also raise revenue because people pay their rent more regularly. And tenants themselves don't get lobbed with property damage charges and things like that because a lot of the social issues are addressed before things get to that point.
We hear that, you know, the Northern Territory state government is focusing on the employment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to be employed and to have a good working career. So how is this going to affect your staff?
Well, it's really going to affect our staff quite a lot, obviously, because they've lost their jobs. We've got a group of really lovely young Aboriginal people working for us, and they're young people who have had consistent employment for several years now. They've started to plan things like buying their own home. They've started to plan a family. So a lot of their dreams have disappeared. They're going to have to find other jobs. And I find that incredibly disappointing because I'm just really proud of those people and the sort of strides that they're making in establishing really good lives and are contributing significantly to the community of Alice Springs.
And also, I mean, for the people of the town camps to have staff that they know, and when you've talked about the understanding in the community because they've got good housing workers, I mean, that makes a big difference. And those relationships are gone. Like, it takes a long time to build up that relationship as a housing worker or caseworker, and to keep those relationships working and going, it means people have to stick around. To lose staff from your service is going to be even more disadvantage for the people that access your service.
That's correct, and that's what I worry about. You know, I watch people, they're still coming into our office, obviously, because the contract doesn't expire until the 31st of January. And I look at the way that our staff interact with them, and, you know, it's just incredibly respectful, and it's got that real problem-solving focus about it. But other than that, it's warm, it's friendly, it's welcoming. And I really think that the town campus are going to miss that aspect of our work quality.
What's the next step for you now as a company? I mean, what do you do?
Well, we've got 55 houses that we manage in the community. So some of those we actually own. And we're targeting mainly low-income working Aboriginal people and Aboriginal seniors at the moment. We'd really like to expand that portfolio and service more Aboriginal people that live in Alice Springs. I guess time will tell whether we've been successful in some current tender bids that we've got going and whether we can continue to be successful in our pleas to the Northern Territory Government to really consider community housing as a viable option and a real way of delivering housing services for different groups within the communities of the Northern Territory.